Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because the new retirement age is not 65, it's 85. And there's a lot of things contributing to this. Please like this video, subscribe to the channel, and let's get right into it. It used to be that you'd go work, 40 years of your life, you'd hit 65, and then you'd retire, get your pension or your Social Security. And with that, you would go out and sit on the beach, clip coupons, and go to Laguna, hang out. Not anymore. There are more and more people that are not ready for retirement. And I'm going to add to this, I'm going to add to a lot of things with this, and why some people that are in retirement could be in serious trouble too. So, one thing that we've noticed lately is that there's an aging population that has no money. They have not saved anything. They kept thinking that Social Security was there. But then everybody I talk to that is my age or older, that is close to Social Security age, is worried that the money may not even be there for us for a long period of time, or they may take a hit. I did a story a couple years ago about pensions around the globe that were taking hits. And what I mean by that is pension in the UK. Hey, listen, effective next month, you're getting 10% less than you did in previous months. And people are flipping out over this. And that was horrible. And some of these things were like, well, would you rather have this and us to be able to extend it for 10 to 15 years to try to figure out the problem, or get nothing eventually at some point? So people chose the latter and the 10% haircut. Now, you're seeing more and more people that go out and work. Now, great article that I put in below. You're going to see a man who said, I've gotten so much out of working later on in my life. And there's some people that get joy from this, and there's some people that do not get joy from this. This guy said, I taught autistic kids how to talk. I drove a school bus. I took my Social Security, and I made a life out of it. Fantastic. Okay, then you get my buddy out of Florida who basically retired, but retired, well off. I mean, he's got his pensions. He was a cop for 25 years, worked for a hospital group, and he's in great shape. Got a bunch of money put away in the stock market, loves to watch that. But, he's not hurting. He's not going back to work anytime soon. And if he does, it'll be because he wants to get a little joy in his life. Now, this is sad because we should take care of the older population. It's not happening, guys. It's not happening. When you hear about the billions and billions of dollars that have been wasted over the course of the last, let's just say 2 years, we get all these stories about all this money that's just been fleeced from us and stolen from us. It makes it so that it's a wonder that there's any money left over. I found an amazing article about real estate, and it started with Broker Aaron. And Broker Aaron is a commercial real estate broker, an agent out of the Long Island, New York area. And again, a player. He's been writing me for a couple years now, but he gives me stories about things that don't make sense. Large vacancies, it started with that, and it started with deals on properties, people that would, hey, this place is secretly buying this place. Cool stuff like that. Then it escalated into, can you believe these office buildings that are going for a fraction of what they used to sell for? Now, a couple things. This made the California Post, and I want to give you a couple of examples. From Chicago to Denver to Washington, D.C., once pricey buildings are now being given away for a song. Okay? One of the most dramatic examples takes place in Chicago. Developer Mark Calabria picked up 485,000 square feet for $4 million. Well, that's still a lot of money, guys. 4 million bucks is a lot of money. Only problem is the building recently sold for $68 million. For a $64 million haircut. Plus, the problem with these buildings is that you've got all this aging real estate that has to be taken care of. Who's going to maintain apartments? I have a relative who who is a landlord. And he tells me about the maintenance expense. And wow, my maintenance expense has gone up 40%. Not just cutting the lawn, not just, you know, having to, you know, paint a railing was the most recently thing he had done. But he has rust. He has things he has to deal with as you get closer to the ocean here in California. So it is crazy that this is happening. Why am I telling you this? Because a lot of people have invested into real estate and commercial real estate. There were REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust. And these REITs were done in such a way that they were going to protect you and make it so that you'd have a guaranteed pension for the rest of your life. Now, I wish I would have said something to this guy, but I was in a restaurant 2 years ago, and this man walks up and says, you know, he was talking to people near him, talking to me, and he goes, the future is commercial real estate, Dan. I have REITs, and I have buildings that I've invested in from around the country, and everybody's got to pay their rent on their business. And I would love, God, I'd love that guy to reach out to me, but I'm sure he's probably committed Harry Carey already. But I can't imagine a guy like this being successful because they're falling apart everywhere. The maintenance, the expense, you can't refinance these buildings. Between now and 4th of July, our 250th anniversary, you're going to see these buildings be absolutely given away at a record pace. A record pace. So we will see. One more example of this. Out in Denver, real estate investor and developer Arthur Lozado acquired the Denver Energy Center for $5.3 million. The only problem was in 2013, it sold for $176 million. So again, $5.3 million compared to $176 million. Absolutely insanity. And these guys are getting deals 97% off the price, 97%. This is beautiful, guys. This is paradise, guys. That's what paradise looks like. You know, tide goes out. You can walk in the rocks out here. This is absolutely stunning. You know what this cost me to do? The price of parking, which was $3 today. Okay. So absolutely beautiful. You can swim out here. There's people in the water, families out here taking pictures on the rocks. Absolutely a beautiful, beautiful place. But with the retirement problem of 85, you get people and municipalities and the state of California that went out and invested in commercial real estate REITs. California went out and invested in clean energy. They have lost hundreds of millions of dollars on this because they put money into something that they thought was only going to go in one direction and it went basically to zero. So you've got one fund that lost $80 million, $79.8 million. You've got another one that lost $30 million here. It's just, it's money after money after money that's been pissed away on these investments. Now, when you go to commercial real estate, hey, listen, no one's ever going to leave San Francisco. San Francisco real estate is the most romantic real estate in the world. We just talked about this for the last 2 months, how this is a disaster. So get ready, guys. Get ready. I tell everybody this. You have to look at your finances. You've got to get realistic with everything. And when you hear about the new retirement age is 85, guys, I'm nowhere near that. And I'm tired. I have to do stretches and exercises and do things to make it so that I can get through the day. And then the one thing I cherish more than anything and chicks at my pool is sleep. Okay? So take a look at this. Don't kid yourself, because I have a friend that has a pension from the county, and gosh, do you think it could go away? Do you believe those stories, Dan? I do. I do. And I've given him examples of the pensions that took a haircut. Save this money that you get. If you're old enough to work, and you know, the one man that was in the retirement story was talking about how I get joy from working. There is a difference of people that are tired. I see people that work at the stadium, and I ask them, I said, you know, is this, oh, I'm retired, Dan. I love working here. I love being the usher. I get my people, and I know all the ushers at the stadium that are in my section, and they're great people. And all of them, it's a second job, okay? So they've got other means of income. Let me know what you think about this, but 85 is the new retirement age. Now, it's expensive to live everywhere, but New York City's gotten out of hand. Think about this. To live in any borough of New York City, it's going to cost you a ton. But you need to make a minimum of $133,000 a year to be able to survive the expense of living in an area like that. Isn't that crazy? It's just too much, guys. You know, I get people that write me from around the country and they say, oh, it's cheaper here, it's cheaper there, but you have the infrastructure. Do you have a place? You know, can you go to restaurants? Can you go to the store? My niece and nephew, he was an air traffic controller in Colorado, 40 minutes to go to the grocery store. 40 minutes. The airport was closer, but you can't buy groceries at an airport. So it was terrible. You know, it was tough. And then it snows. Yeah. Once it starts snowing, then you got problems. So Laura from Connecticut sent me a great story. Not great, but it's sad. There's a focaccia bread that had a recall in 10 states for metal shavings. Isn't that lovely? Okay. So 10 states. You got to watch the food, guys. You got to watch the recalls. USA Today is pretty good at showing us what recalls are out there. But you have to take this seriously. And a few things. Buffalo Wild Wings, they're jumping on the cheap bandwagon. And what I mean by that is you've got places that go out and they have discounted menu items. And Buffalo Wild Wings is bringing back their unlimited appetizers. You can have up to four people eat appetizers for $9.99. Get some fried fatty goodness. And again, it's all fried, it's all cheese, it's all deep fried this or that, and you know, it's their appetizer menu. Will that bring them in? Maybe. Were they hoping that your date's going to order a glass of wine? Yes. You know, that's what this is designed for, is to have the expense. My brother just sent me something crazy, and that is IHOP has got a $6 value menu. Burgers for $6, breakfast for $6, a BLT for $6. Because we're going to go there and take a picture of it. I'm like, oh, do it. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see if it's any good. But when was the last time you ate in an IHOP? I stopped eating there because my kid, when he was a boy, would like to get the pancakes with the frosting on top. And he wouldn't order it. Then he would get a side of frosting. So it was just insane. Too much, too expensive, and people cannot afford it. So did you guys know that when you order from DoorDash and Uber Eats and things like that, that those places pay an absolute premium, or those restaurants do, to have you pick that stuff up? I hate it because I hate cold food. I want to control my destiny. I went to Taco Bell the other day and picked up food for a friend that was at my house. And by the time it got home, tacos are soggy, they're wet, they're gross. Well, the problem with Uber Eats and places like that is the food sits around sometimes for an hour. Now, In-N-Out Hamburger, which is one of my favorites here in Southern California, they said, we don't participate in that. I know of a lot of restaurants that don't. And I've asked them, why don't you do this? Isn't this extra business? No, they make 30 and 40% off the menu price, Dan. And then you run the risk that you're going to have people unhappy by having a meal show up 45 minutes to an hour late. So we just would rather say no. That's what In-N-Out Burger said, no. We don't want to pay these fees for these thieves. It never ends, guys. It never ends. Couple things to finish this video. Do not forget the private channel, I Allegedly Live. I love doing that content. It is all the uncensored stuff. You sign up at iallegedly.tv. Don't forget to check your spam filter because an email just went out, and it's fabulous. We had a free software in there where you can write your own book for free. So many of you have done it. The titles are amazing, and it's very cool stuff, guys. So check it out. It's totally free. So check it out. Final two stories, and I just was debating on which one I wanted to do first, but I'm going to start with Honda. The Honda has a new car, and they have a subscription. One thing that some people like to have is the ability to open your garage door from your car. Now, I've been told by cops, don't do that because they can steal your car and they press the home button and they go in and they're in your house already before you realize the car's been stolen. Okay, that's just me. But now Honda, their brand new car, is going to charge you a premium. Honda's new Passport, it's $129 for 3 years, $179 for 5 years for the access to get inside your own garage. Is that criminal? It's just a subscription. You'll never not own the car. Now you can sit there and go, Dan, it's $179. It's technology. They brag that, hey, we need data centers to run this. Who gives a heck? Okay? Yeah, we almost said it. That's the private stuff. Anyways, final story, which I was just like blown away by this one. And again, these subscriptions, if you buy a Tesla and you're into that, that's one thing. You want self-driving mode, you want this, you want that, get it. Final story, and I thought this was a joke when it was sent to me. Home Depot is advertising today in April. They're advertising for Halloween. We're halfway to Halloween. That's the theme. Halfway to Halloween, you've got to get there. We've got, you know, big mannequins. We've got all these different things that can make your Halloween experience better. What? Seriously. The Easter Bunny just got kicked out the door and they're advertising Halloween already? This is lunacy. This is desperation. This is what it looks like from a retail end. Now, if you have kids, you know you're going to decorate and you want to save a little scratch, I'm sure they're going to have deals doing this. But halfway to Halloween, that's their thing. We're halfway to Halloween. Okay? Like, subscribe. You know, again, I have people, there's joy in working, guys. There really is. There's, I get, you know, I worked last night until 1 o'clock in the morning. I love doing this. I love doing things towards the channel and towards research and trying to get more. It is fabulous. But the problem with it is there's a big subset of people that are running out of gas, guys, and they have to do this. So hit the like button, subscribe, email me hello at iAllegedly. If you guys try these discount menus, take pictures of the menus, send them to us. Let us see if there's value out there, if you think it's worth doing. Okay? I'll see you very soon.